Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, so there's two things I want to discuss in this little college football tidbit of the show.
Okay.
One of which is, this is that slate that I don't know if you guys remember before when the preseason rankings came out, your favorite thing, Alex Gold. We looked to this weekend as the big time slate. Don't bother me. I am locked in. It was number two Penn State, Ohio State number three, top 15 matchup Miami SMU, Arizona State, Iowa State, SC Ole Miss, K-State, Texas Tech, like all of
aged it. Horribly.
Georgia, Florida.
Horribly.
Georgia, Florida. All these matchups were ranked. There were like seven or eight top 25 matchups. Instead, we have this week two ranked versus ranked matchups. Jeez. And those are Cincinnati and Utah. Everybody thought that one was going to be
the case. Yeah, can't wait. Barn burner.
Massive TV
ratings.
You got
to love college football to watch Cincinnati and Utah.
There's
you got to be Jimmy Binkley.
Cincinnati's good, but go ahead.
There's three. I apologize. Oklahoma, Tennessee, and then Vandy and Texas, who Texas is hanging on to being a top 25 team. But I think this goes to show, and it's not great for college football because it would have been more epic if all we had all those ranked on ranked matchups. But I think it shows that college football and just college sports in general are just some of the most unpredictable sports that we have. There's unpredictability everywhere in sports, but nobody could predict that Cincinnati would be a top 20 team, that Florida would not be ranked, that some of these that Penn State would have fired James Franklin by this point. It makes college sports kind of epic in a way, and I think the slate isn't as good, but we can still appreciate college sports for just being kind of unpredictable and crazy, and that's what makes it somewhat fun to watch the same breath.
It has been a lot more of that this year. There's no doubt about it. No, I like parity in any given league. I will say, if Cincinnati gets past Utah, I think they might win the Big 12.
The only question,
it's understandable. Kind of feels like they're going to win the Big 12, maybe, which is certainly not what they were projected to be.
Texas Tech was the front runner. They've dealt with some injuries now, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the question to me is now: is it Cincinnati or is it BYU coming out of the Big 12?
They face each other in November.
I think that those two might be currently the best teams. Texas Tech, I just think the injuries have finally got them a little bit.
Their starting quarterback supposed to be back, Morton, but because it was the backup quarterback tore his ACL, he's done. The starter was already out, but he's supposed to be back. Obviously, with Morton, they're amazing. So if he can stay healthy, maybe Tech hangs in there. But it seems like it's a not a three-horse race necessarily because there's still a lot of time left, but those three certainly are there. The other thing that I wanted to discuss a little bit was celebrating the little schools a little bit. The American Conference. If you're a college football crazy person like Bink and I and you love college football, the American Conference is the best group of six conference, hands down. USF, Memphis, Tulane, all the bigger names. Navy's the undefeated team out of the group that could make the college football playoff. And, you know, thinking about Navy being in, not that they could win a game, but stylistically, the option, the way that they do things, the American's the best conference. And if you want to find a random conference to watch because you don't want to watch KU or K-State or the game's not on, you want to watch something, then try to pay attention to those American conference games, you know, with Tulane and USF and Memphis, who just knocked off USF this past weekend. The Memphis Tigers did after they lost. So also Missouri State is 4-3 on the year.
That's your squad. Drew has adopted Missouri State.
They come into the FBS and all of a sudden they're on the potential of winning six games. They're not bowl eligible because of that stupid rule that the NCAA has.
Definitely stupid.
Is the Navy
Ryan Beard's doing a nice job.
Is the Navy still running triple option or like what's the deal?
Oh yeah.
God, they're sticking with it.
Yeah.
Navy, I don't know if you want to see that in a college football play. You know, it's one throwback. Who cares?
No, I love it. I love the fact that they haven't gotten it. That's the whole. I mean, the fact that we get Army Navy at the end of the year. Now, I unfortunately don't think Navy's going to be there at the end for the college football playoff. They still have Notre Dame and Memphis.
I mean,
if they beat Notre Dame and Memphis, then Navy, I mean, at that point, anything can happen.
I say that Memphis-Navy game might be the play-in game because James Madison, you have to watch as well for the playoff spot. But,
can Navy beat Notre Dame, though?
But it's the highest-ranked highest-ranked conference champ. So that Navy-Memphis game could be a play-in game to guarantee a spot in the American title game, which, as a result, gets you into the playoff. I do think, Cody, Navy would have no shot of beating a team in the playoff. However, I do think for a half, they could really scare somebody because let's say they play Ole Miss in the first round. Ole Miss, they don't play triple option teams. I think for a half, Navy could make it interesting.
Does Notre Dame, like, just going back to like one of the big boy schools for a minute, does Notre Dame have the least impressive resume of any of the teams?
Their resume is not good.
Their resume stinks.
Their resume is not good, but if they were in a conference, they would be in the college football. They would win the ACC.
But they're not. They chose that path.
I understand.
They'd win the ACC. They already lost to Miami.
Ironically, though, I think they're a better team, especially based on what we've seen the last 3 weeks. They're better than Miami.
The last 3 weeks, they've beaten Boise State, a team that fell way off, NC State, and I guess at least USC.
Boise State's tied atop their conference. But if Navy and Memphis slip up, Boise State can still sneak in and be the top group of six.
Knows? No.
Absolutely.
James Madison is also the team to watch in the Sun Belt.
You said no? If Navy and Memphis, if Navy were to lose to...
Can you be a two-loss Boise State team and be in the college football playoff?
If the other teams lose. Remember, it's the highest-ranked conference champ. They have to win their conference.
I will say, the fact that the Mountain West is not as good as the American doesn't help their chances. But, which I think is what makes this race... As fun as it is to watch the top teams, I think it's just as fun to watch these smaller teams play because... There are four or five teams in different conferences vying for one single spot.
I think the fact that they could be in the college football playoff does make me more interested in watching them, no doubt.
I do think also having a play-in game, though, can you imagine a four-team play-in? Let's say Memphis, Navy, James Madison, and Boise State. You have a four-team play-in, the winner goes to the college football playoff. I think that would be fun during conference championship weekend.
But then you're asking them to play an extra game on top. You're saying get rid of the conference championship game and do that instead.
When they expand to 16, that should be what they do to find that group of five spot. You know, I think it'd be fun.
That's exactly what you said you'd hate about college basketball is making all the little guys play in a play-in game tournament before they play.
They already kind of do that though anyways.
All I'm saying is like
68.
You did say you'd hate that for college basketball. It's different for football, admittedly, but
I think it's different.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.